Spirit will illuminate the truthfulness of the passages that we have before us, that we will understand the depth of the truth that is given to us, the pertinence of the truth in regard to our life each day, that Heavenly Father, we might enter into a personal relationship to all members of the Trinity, the understanding of these truths. Furthermore, Father, we pray that you will pose sentries around us for a few moments to protect from the powers of darkness that do not want us to understand your word, that will do everything they can to take us away from truth. So, Father, we pray that we will be protected in these next few moments to the understanding of your word. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, what we're doing, visitors here this morning, this Christmas season, New Year's, we're studying seven gifts from God. And what we're looking at, while in one sense everything that we have can be considered a gift from God, what we're looking at are passages that actually state, actually have the word gift, and a gift that is given to us from God. And we have seven that we are in the midst of studying with the actual word gift. We have noted there are seven different words in the Greek for gift, and they all come with just a slight little nuance, a slight little twist that add an emphasis that is so pertinent to each of the seven gifts. Now, not all seven gifts have each of the seven different words, but there are, in fact, one of the gifts that we studied actually had three of the seven words to describe it. So we're looking at words that deal with, or passages that deal with, the seven gifts from God. Now, the first gift that we have received from God, and so called a gift in the Word of God, was the gift of His Son. And we started off last Sunday morning with the gift. These are gifts. These are seven gifts from God. And we started off with the first gift, and that was the gift of God's own Son and the person of Jesus Christ. Then we studied from that one, we studied then Tuesday evening, the second gift, and so-called a gift, is God's perfect righteousness given to us. And then thirdly, the gift that we studied Wednesday evening was the gift of justification. And now, this morning, we take a look at our fourth gift. And to unwrap our fourth gift, will you open the Word of God to Romans chapter 6. Let's unwrap the fourth gift this Christmas Eve morning, Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Let's take a look at the fourth Christmas gift from God. We will read our verse and then go into a few things. Surprising to a few of my friends, I have been able to maintain and fulfill each night or each class with that gift. They haven't flowed over into the next gift yet. And hopefully I can keep that shock treatment going, and we'll open up this gift this morning and have it before us. So Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, you know, as you well know, books are written on the receiving of eternal life, what it is. But if we're going to have a relationship with God, we must have the life of God. If we're going to have an intimate, personal relationship with God, we're going to have His life. And in giving to us the gift of His life, what He has in effect given to us is an eternal relationship with Himself. Now, we have seen a progression in the study of our gifts from God. The first gift was the giving of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, when you receive this gift by faith, then comes the next gift immediately, is you receive the gift of imputed righteousness. And when God looks at the imputed righteousness, then He pronounces you justified, and justification, entering into that relationship with Him. And we've also seen the only way to receive the gift from God, and what is so important in understanding these gifts from God, is that they are given gifts that are given from God are given by grace. And we've seen this and we'll continue to see this. Now, what is important, as we saw last Sunday morning, a lot of people don't know how to give a gift. A lot of people don't know how to give. They give with strings. They give to control. They give because they want something. God knows how to give a gift. But also, many people do not know how to receive a gift. There are a lot of people who don't want to receive a gift because they feel it's an obligation. That may be from their childhood and their home in which they were reared or wherever they picked it up. But a lot of people don't know how to receive a gift either. Now, what you have to realize is, if a gift is given graciously, gratuitously, just given to you,